Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving Crockett when we need them.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Over two dozen people were killed during the Antifa and BLM protests of 2020. And it is routinely reported that five people died as a result of the January 6th disturbance. That's a totally accurate statement, but it is still misleading. Only one of the deceased died as a result of violence. And she was actually murdered by the government. And relating these deaths allows the media to routinely describe January 6th as a deadly insurrection, as opposed to the mostly peaceful protests by Antifa and BLM. Friday, January 6th, Trump supporters had held dozens of mass rallies without burning cities or murdering people. And this was a major embarrassment for the deep state. Media coverage of the January 6th event has been largely successful in minimizing that embarrassment. This was a major deep state coup, and the planning and execution of this insurrection reveal a disturbing relationship between the government and radical groups. You see, the FBI did not only fail to adequately prevent the disturbance, they appear to have actively facilitated it. The FBI and radical leftists are branches of the deep state, and the FBI's agents taking a knee in homage to BLM. Well, the FBI has a history of instigating terrorist plots that they thwart with great fanfare. And this isn't a conspiracy theory. The New York Times has reported there have been 20 terrorist plots against the U.S. Three of those plots were real. The other 17 were created and then stopped by the FBI. The Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case is based on evidence provided by two FBI informants and two undercover agents, according to the FBI's affidavit. As many as 12 informants were used in this case. Enrique Tarrio, leader of the Proud Boys, was at one time an FBI informant. Several sizable right-wing organizations were involved in the January 6th disturbance. The FBI had infiltrated every one of them and therefore knew exactly what they had planned. The D.C. Metropolitan Police had at least one undercover employee embedded within the pro-Trump crowd. That is not speculation. This is based on court records. It is preposterous to contend the FBI did not have operatives in this disturbance, as Christopher Wray contends. Journalist Glenn Greenwald commented, "What would be shocking and strange is not if the FBI had embedded informants and other infiltrators in the groups planning the January 6th Capitol riot. What would be shocking and strange, bizarre, and inexplicable is if the FBI did not have those groups under tight control." You see, the FBI and the Capitol Police knew in advance that this demonstration was going to turn violent. It was designed to be that way. It was only designed to be that way. No other way. No other no other type of thing is going to happen out of this. Coming out of the New York Times, we get Capitol Police had clear advance warnings about the January 6th attack than were previously known, including the potential for violence in which Congress itself is the target. But officers were instructed by their leaders not to use the most aggressive tactics to hold off the mob, according to a scathing new report by the agency's internal investigator. Yet the head of the FBI's Washington field office, Stephen DeAntonio, told reporters that the agency did not have any intelligence suggesting that the Trump rally would not be peaceful. During Senate testimony, Senator Amy Klobuchar suggested that the FBI had not infiltrated these groups. She asked Christopher Wray, "There must be moments where you think if we would have known, if we could have infiltrated this group or found out what they were doing and that, you have those moments." And Wray did not correct her. The knowledge that there would be violence was based partially on a document acquired by the Norfolk FBI. It asserted, "Be ready to fight. Congress needs to hear glass breaking, doors being kicked in, and blood from their BLM and Pantifa slave soldiers being spilled. Get violent. Stop calling this a march or a rally or a protest. Get there ready for war. We get our president or we die. Nothing else will achieve this goal." The FBI did not achieve or reveal the source of that document. Was that really the work of a Trump supporter? Seems a little out of touch, doesn't it? Still, violence could have been prevented. According to Kash Patel, the chief of staff of Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller, "We had offered the Capitol Police and Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C., thousands of National Guardsmen and women 2 days before January 6th, and they turned us down." Defenders of the left-wing radical groups stressed the fact that they were decentralized. Wikipedia's description of Antifa mentions its decentralized nature numerous times, and yet the left is capable of acting in unison as if under the command of a single director. Mike Podhorzer, senior advisor to the president of the AFL-CIO, is mentioned in a Time magazine article giving a reason why left-wing groups were not visible on January the 6th. He credits the activists for their restraint. They had spent so much time getting ready to hit the streets on Wednesday, but they did it. Wednesday through Friday, there was not a single Antifa versus Proud Boy incident like everybody was expecting. And when that didn't materialize, I don't think the Trump campaign had a backup plan. To preserve safety and ensure they couldn't be blamed for any mayhem, the activist left was strenuously discouraging counteractivity. And all these independent groups decided in unison to stay home that day. Or did they? Antifa activist John Sullivan's brother James claims that there were 265 disguised Antifa members at the disturbance. The FBI will investigate this just as they are investigating child sex crimes. And unfortunately, David Harris, who was in charge of investigating crimes against children, was arrested for numerous child sex crimes. Part of the reason for the feds not releasing the government videos is that there's literally tens of thousands of researchers who plan on viewing the tapes, and they may reveal FBI informants taking part in the violence. And the left has an extensive network of training facilities for agents provocateur. Scott Fogle, former National Field Director at Americans United for Change, claimed, "We have to have people prepared to go wherever these events are, which means we have to have a central kind of agitator training. I'm saying we have mentally ill people that we do pay to do stuff. Make no mistake. Wherever Trump and Pence are going to be," look at that. "Wherever Trump and the Pence are going to be, we have events and we have a whole team across the country that does that." According to Representative James Comer, the Republican leader of the U.S. House Oversight Committee, protesters are kept in deplorable conditions. Yet John Sullivan, who was recorded on tape saying, "Let's burn this stuff down," was released without bail and placed on house arrest. Many of the unindicted co-conspirators appear to have been more violent than those placed in solitary confinement. There's more to this than meets the eye. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, I don't remember where I made mention of this, but I may have made mention of this yesterday. I don't remember. But this is right now, we in every major city, I think the DA or the prosecuting attorney or the district attorney or the attorney general or whatever it is of these various states or blue areas, have been, those people have been bought and paid for by George Soros. And we've seen a few examples of them at work. Like Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner in St. Louis, Missouri. She's the same prosecutor filing charges against the McCluskeys for their defending their home in St. Louis. Well, recently, her office was charging a previously convicted felon with first-degree murder, and the prosecutor assigned to the case took maternity leave, leaving no one to show up in court. I'm not making that up. I'm not making that up. I wish I was making that up. But I'm not. You can't make that kind of stuff. After three missed court hearings by prosecutors, the judge was forced to drop a murder case because no one other than the defense, a public defender, was showing up in court. This is a jaw-dropping example of a prosecutor's office that it's in a state of horrible mismanagement. And compounding the issue, Ms. Gardner doesn't even attempt to justify the collapse of the justice system. She just says, whoopsie. We get this. The circuit court dismissed a 2020 murder case last week and said circuit attorney's office abandoned its duty after St. Louis prosecutors failed three times to show for court hearings or respond to a court order to produce evidence. Circuit Judge Jason Sennheiser on Wednesday dismissed first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful gun possession charges against Brandon Campbell, 30, after no one from the city circuit attorney's office showed up for scheduled hearings in May, June, and July. He wrote in his order, the court does not take this action without significant consideration for the implications it may have for public safety. Although presumed innocent, Campbell has been charged with the most serious of crimes. And while the court has a role to play in protecting the public safety, that role must be balanced with adherence to the law and the protection of the rights of the defendant. Well, of course, a spokeshole for Kimberly M. Gardner provided a statement Monday saying, upon review of our internal policies and procedures regarding family medical leave, we've determined that corrective measures are needed to further prevent any future repeat occurrence of the incident in question. The accused felon fled to Arizona after the shooting and then to Texas. The documents say he was arrested in Texas by U.S. Marshals. He has previous federal and state convictions for illegal gun possession, drug possession, and stealing. I have watched and read. I've read many books with a whole bunch of twists and turns in them. I've watched a few movies that actually got me to where I didn't see that coming. I watch one series on Acorn TV, which I don't watch very much TV, but I watch Acorn TV because it's British. And I'm half British, and I watch this show called Midsummer Murder, which apparently is a very dangerous place to live in midsummer. And occasionally they'll get some twists in there that I just don't see coming. And that's why I watch things like that, to be entertained. No way this kind of a twist happens. Nobody would write this. Nobody would say, well, we had to dismiss the case due to the fact of a family or a maternity leave. You sit here and you try to fathom what's going on, and you try to... I understand why the cops get very... there's no way I would be a cop in today's world. No way. I the idea of helping people and preventing crime and solving crime and all that, that's all great. It's all, you know, cool. It's sexy. But the actual reality of what that probably seems like and what it is... Well, given what we see happening in these various jurisdictions where they're decriminalizing crime, when these guys decriminalize something, they say, well, we're not going to prosecute for this. It's still against the law. The cops are still bound by a fiduciary duty to actually uphold the law, and these laws are all based upon what the their state legislatures have passed, or the federal, whatever it is. And when the DA or the prosecuting attorney or the prosecutor or whatever it is, when they get out there and say, well, we're just not going to actually prosecute this kind of crime, and they decriminalize it, that's only in one segment of it. It's still against the law. I'm not aware of any laws that have passed, say, in California, where it's okay to shoplift only up to $950. I know that they passed a city ordinance in San Francisco to do that. And I guess in California you could just have this patchwork of law and have a patchwork of crime, and what isn't legal in San Francisco may be legal in Pasadena, and vice versa. But this is stunning. This, you know, just didn't bother to show. This is the kind of stuff you find in, like, traffic court, you know, where the cop doesn't show up and they dismiss it due to the cop not being there. That's what you find. This is not what you find in a murder trial, not in a capital murder trial. And this judge knows he had to let go and drop charges on a desperado. Because this guy had priors. He was on the run. They had to send Tommy Lee Jones and the whole U.S. Marshal Service after this guy to catch him. He's got convictions, federal and state. He is the picture poster boy for recidivism. But because... This attorney's office dude would not show up with a prosecutor for 3 months in a row. He's free. He is free. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases across the nation continue to rise, the Coronavirus Task Force is holding a meeting. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says mask guidance has not changed, and those who have not been vaccinated should keep wearing masks.
We have consistently and repeatedly said, if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic. So overall, the CDC recommendations haven't changed.
According to Johns Hopkins University, yesterday just over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed and 333 people died. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up this week to 419,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks. The government is launching a $3 billion economic development initiative. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo telling reporters it will help provide hundreds of thousands of high-value jobs. She noted that millions of Americans continue to struggle from the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. That includes women who have been trying to balance work and child care. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. That's the home of the binary triggers, Salus, Reformation Line, Militia Line, and of course Providence is coming. Well, you know, check them out. FranklinArmory.com. We're going to talk to Jay Jacobson next week, as a matter of fact. I'm going to seem a little bipolar after a little rant I did yesterday where I consume media. But most of the media I consume is older media, pre-politically correct media. Right now, the movie I'm working my way through right now is Big Jake with John Wayne. Almost everything today on TV and at the movies is terrible, just like everything our institutions produce. Moreover, most of the people in Hollywood hate us, again, just like institutions. Sensing a theme there, are you? They are awful and they despise us, so we need to respond in kind. We could destroy Hollywood. In fact, we should destroy all the institutions and then let's build something that doesn't suck on the ashes. In the case of Hollywood, we need to begin from the basic and indisputable fact that there has never been more content, and simultaneously the quality of the content has never been lower. It's discouraging, but we just can't abandon culture. We need to adhere to the admonition of Andrew Breitbart, who famously observed that politics is downstream from culture. We need to be in the culture, and we have never been more out of the culture. Wokeness has invaded Hollywood. Hollywood used to be a refreshingly amoral place where people cash signaled instead of virtue signaled. But posing is now currency, and that's bad because when everybody was focused on money, at least we could buy them off. You could make something conservative because people would pay for it. But you can't buy people off who are only interested in getting PC props from their fellow drones. As a result, today's films and shows are dreary exercises in boring conformity that push a message of submission to the dominant, you know, paradigm. It's all CRT strawman villains and a diverse spectrum of tiresome protagonists who look different but are entirely the same. Now, here's the all-purpose modern Hollywood pitch, okay? Imagine you're the producer, and I'm trying to get money from... Well, I'm the producer, and I'm trying to get money from you. You're the studio head. So a plucky blank who identifies and blank is oppressed by someone who probably voted for Trump, but, insert pronoun here, overcomes America's systemic blankism slash phobia. Also, there are explosions and daddy issues. Whatever happened to the rebels? You can't fight the power and at the same time dedicate yourself to the perpetuation of status quo. When you and all your friends are big supporters of President Asterisk, you're the ones who need rebelling against. The guys, and I'll give you an example, the guys who made Animal House were not conservatives by any stretch of the imagination, but they were also not sissies. They packed their movie with anti-authoritarian chaos, gleeful nudity, and hearty partying. The soul bar scene would never even make it onto paper today, nor would the kiln explosion scam scene. That was all done in fun, but fun is forbidden. Someone might be offended, but that was the point at the time. It's the point. It used to be the point. It should be the point now. Now, picture 2021 Animal House, reimagining first the Omega Theta Pi stiffs, who would be the heroes. We would not want to celebrate the insurrection of those evil deltas. They don't obey. They won't submit. And none of them ever even considers interrogating their privilege or reinforcing their allyship with the LGBTQ. Bluto couldn't be fat again anymore. Fatism. And he can't be male. In fact, it would make a powerful statement if Z identified as non-binary. Plus, Z would get express written consent before he spied on the naked sorority girls. The character of Niedermeyer would need to be renamed Millie. The new plot would revolve around an intersectional effort to drive the college Christian club off campus because Jesus people make oppressed persons feel unsafe, and praying is actual violence. The dean would be one of the heroes for booting the Deltas for their toga party, because that was shameless Italian cultural appropriation. At the end, the cast gathers for a big march to apologize to the indigenous peoples from whom the land that the college was built upon was stolen. And the title has to change, too. Animal House is speciest. Also, the term house is offensive to the differently domiciled. Doesn't this seem like a blast to you? I mean, I can't wait to see it. Where's my ticket? But here's the thing. This is the thing about woke art. It's bad because it's stupid, and it's also bad because it's boring, and it's not designed to entertain or inform people, but to bludgeon them and force them to accept the bizarre notions of some faculty lounge somewhere. Nobody really wants to hear this garbage, and no one actually likes it, but they accept it to fit in. If you look at the late night comedians, you'll see that instead of laughing when the talking head gets up and cracks some hack joke about Republicans, all the audience does is clap. Nobody laughs. Because it's not funny. It's not clever. Entertainment is no longer about amusing people, you know, actually entertaining them. It's about the cultural fascists establishing solidarity and signaling their virtue, which they have none. And I say we destroy it. We should destroy the entire entertainment industry, by which I mean we should not just simply choose not to participate in the nonsense anymore. We refuse to patronize garbage, you know. If we get a couple episodes into a show and suddenly they're slamming into Christians and talking about how these gun owners are evil, done, clicking off, just say no to trash that trashes you. It would be nice if there were more conservative art we could seek out, but it's rare and often awful. It'd be nice if we could find more, you know, people that just don't care, that are, you know, anti-authoritarian. They don't have to believe what I believe, the way I believe. But it doesn't. And for all their brains and vast fortunes, conservative donors are sort of stupid about how they spend their money. Listen, money bags, you don't need to give the Heritage Foundation another $2 million to get Ramesh Panura to write up another thrilling white paper on health care reform. How about funding for a series that has conservative values and conservative messages, and that's not terrible? And that's the thing. Our stuff can't be terrible, but often it is. Don't be conservative first. Be entertaining first. The conservative comes with you. In the meantime, until we have an infrastructure to tell our own stories, stop watching theirs and go back to the back. Go look at the old stuff. It's more funny. It's more entertaining. It's still pertinent today. Still makes me laugh. Go watch 48 Hours or Trading Places. Just go full on PC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. For many, many moons, gun control advocates have repeatedly beaten the same drum. They say their goal is to establish common sense gun control laws as a means of protecting you from so-called gun violence, which is the only violence out there that is, you know, dedicated to, you know, just by one tool. When gun owners objected, they condescendingly assure us, don't they now, correct me if I'm wrong, don't they say, hey, no one wants to take your guns away? But Second Amendment supporters weren't buying that line, and they could see that the direction gun controllers were headed and repeatedly warned that their end game is to ban all civilian-owned firearms. So in the 30s, first we got, they wanted to heavily regulate things like fully automatic firearms and suppressors to the point where the average American couldn't afford those firearms. They moved to outlawing concealed carry, Saturday night specials, cop killer bullets. More recently, they've targeted assault weapons like the AR-15, and now it's ghost guns. Now, of course, once again, anybody who is, objects about these simple, quote, gun safety reforms, end quote, was accused of wearing a tinfoil hat. We were being paranoid about what were obviously just reasonable steps to fight gun violence. So, last night, during a CNN televised town hall event. President Joe Biden confirmed for all to clearly see that full civilian disarmament really is on the Democrats' end game. And he did it by once again lying through his false teeth. He claimed during a CNN town hall, crime is down. That is patently false. Crime is up nationwide. Homicides are up across the country in major cities like Chicago, New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, Austin, and Pittsburgh. And so, but he continued, crime is down, but gun violence and murder rates are up. Now, the last time I checked, and I know I might be spitballing here, but I could have sworn that assault with a deadly weapon and murder were crimes. But then he bragged again about the 1994 assault weapons ban that he says he passed. He said, I'm the only guy that passed legislation when I was a senator to make sure we eliminated assault weapons. The idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous. I'm going to continue to push to eliminate the sale of those things. And there you have it. There it is. Right here in front of me, I have a very nice pistol that shoots, it holds 18 rounds. And he wants to eliminate those. Right over there, I've got a 20-round pistol. And it's a handgun, you know, it's a real legitimate handgun. That needs to be eliminated too. It's no longer just scary black rifles that he's targeting. It's 9mm pistols too. Then it's going to be revolvers and lever guns and bolt-action rifles and shotguns. And his admission is the culmination of decades of incrementalism by those whose only goal is full civilian disarmament. First, we were told that fully automatic weapons were simply too dangerous. No one needed them to hunt deer. Congress passed the National Firearms Act that heavily regulated them and required a $200 tax on the transfer of machine guns, short-barreled rifles, and suppressors. In the 30s, when this was imposed, $200 just about bought a house. Back in those days. Then in 1986, they outlawed their manufacture for civilian use entirely. The artificially limited supply still in circulation are basically priced average. They're priced, there's no way for you to buy one. Which was, of course, the anti-gunner's goal all along. Then we were told that high-capacity magazines were unnecessary and dangerous. States like California, New York, and Colorado passed legislation to limit a magazine's capacity to 10 rounds or less. For whatever reason, 11 rounds is too much, too deadly. But if the functionality was what determined how lethal the firearm is, why does magazine capacity matter? I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm trying to put logic in here. The goalposts have already been moved. We gave an inch and they took a mile. They said they wanted to make sure criminals couldn't buy firearms, so in 1993, the Brady Act mandated background checks for gun purchases. Now, that's been declared completely insufficient. As a matter of fact, it's so insufficient, they act like it doesn't exist. Most of the time when it's insufficient, it's because the FBI continually drops the ball, resulting in some high-profile deadly situation. The solution now, as always, a new regulation, universal background checks, a clear step towards full gun registration, which would only result one day in confiscation. Again, we give a few inches and they take a few miles. We've warned for years they were going to move toward a ban and full-on confiscation. Guess what? The Biden administration has repeatedly proven that prediction to be 100% accurate. Case in point, the ATF nominee, David Darren Chipman, and his history as an ATF agent and gun control lobbyist. Look at his calls for an assault weapons ban, regulating them under the NFA and universal background checks. On Twitter, we get Senator @JohnCornyn asked, is a law-abiding gun owner a threat to public safety? at David Chipman's first response was to point out that law-abiding gun owners can go on to commit violent crimes. That's the lens through which he views you. Then there's Biden's calls to serialize almost every part of a gun and outlaw homemade firearms. But as long as the Democrats and the gun control lobby never came out with fully admitted they wanted to eliminate civilian gun ownership entirely, they were safe. They got lots of cover for this deception from their compliant friends in the media. And we were told we were hysterical, paranoid, delusional. No one wants to take your guns. But last night, President Biden said the quiet part out loud. They do have a plan. They do have an end goal. And that's to completely decimate the God-given right to keep and bear arms. And he's coming after handguns, too. Beth Bauman on Twitter goes, Second Amendment supporters, Democrats want to ban all guns. Gun control advocates, no one wants to take away your guns. We just want common sense gun laws. Biden, hold my beer. He continued on. I've gotten ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and I've gotten them, I have them increase their budget, increase their capacity along with the Justice Department to go after the gun shops that are not abiding by the law of doing background checks. For real, that's number one. Number two, we're in a position where you, most of the cities, and I don't know enough, I think if you, you've had a lot of gun violence here in Cincinnati, I think it was up to what? How many? How many dead? 500 over a period? Don't hold me to the number, whatever it was, but my point is all across the country, and it's not because the gun shops in the cities are selling these guns. They are either shadow gun dealers or gun shops that are not abiding by the law. So we're going to do major investigations and shut those guys down and put some of them in jail and for what they're doing selling these weapons. There's also a thing called ghost guns, and that are being sold now and being used. They wanted the benefit of the doubt. It was just common sense gun control. No one was coming to take your guns. On Twitter, Lauren Bobet, well, you know what. Coming up next, we're going to go to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.